This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا وقع القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: إذا ضيعت الأمانة فانتظر الساعة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers and elders, as Muslims we all are familiar with the term barakat, generally translated as blessings. We commonly associate this word to business, to dealings, to transactions. So more than often you would find a person making the dua or requesting others to make the dua that Allah must give me barakat and blessings in my provisions and my sustenance. Many people unfortunately interpret barakat as the multiplication of wealth, which by its very definition is a flawed definition, because then the chain stores have the most barakat in the world. If the definition of barakat is the multiplication of wealth, then obviously they have more barakat than us. The correct definition of barakat is al-manafi'u al-kathira bi-asbab al-qalila, maximum benefit with minimum provisions. So you're not multiplying your wealth, you have a moderate income, but that wealth generates such good, that is barakat. Today, unfortunately, we are facing a reverse scenario where we have maximum wealth and we barely have minimum benefit out of that wealth. Now, just as there is barakat in wealth, there is barakat in business, and the opposite of that is obviously the absence of barakat in wealth. In the very same way, there is something like barakat in time, and there is barakat in life. And again, let me remind you that barakat in life does not necessarily mean a long life. May Allah give you barakat in your life. It doesn't mean may Allah give you a long life. It could well mean that, but not necessarily be restricted to that. When we look at our pious Salafus Salihin, then we find many of them had a short life, but they all had a meaningful life. Jalaluddin Mahalli rahimahumullah writes, أَلَّفْتُهُ فِي قَدْرِ مِعَادِ الْكَلِيمِ. Allah favored me to compile the commentary of half the Quran, which is accepted across the globe and taught in many institutions, the commentary of Jalalain. I compiled the commentary of half the Quran in the duration that Moses went to meet his Lord at Mount Tur, and that is 40 days. Now, his 40 days also comprised of 24 hours. But what he achieved in that 40 days, you and I cannot achieve in 40 years. This is now barakat in time. Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i rahimahumullah, that the world till today is indebted to the jurisprudence of Imam Shafi'i. At the tender age of 7, he memorized the Quran. At the tender age of 7, I must mention, 2 weeks ago when I was in Canada for a youth conference in North America, after I completed my official program at the conference, and there was a final program that was arranged for the South African Canadians, so to say. So as I was leaving the masjid, many people came to greet and, Sheikh, you know, you must come back, whatever else. They brought a little youngster at the age of 6, and they said he has just completed the hifz of the Quran. I was absolutely amazed. In my rush and in my haste, I sat down. I said, I need to listen to Quran from this youngster. 6 years. The father was there and the ustad was there. And while in Mahari, I told all the brothers, just wait, I need to listen. Subhanallah, he read Quran. He made me cry and he made those around cry. Now obviously this youngster will stand up as a hujjat and as a proof that a youngster at this time and age living in the heart of North America can memorize the Quran. And despite the challenges, I asked his father and the ustad, at what age did he start? He said at the age of 3. At the age of 3 he started. I'm telling you, 10 days ago this is what had happened. So Imam Shafi rahimahumullah memorized the Quran at the age of 7. He memorized the Mu'atta of Imam Malik, that's the book on hadith, at the age of 10. At the age of 15, he was officially granted the permission to be accepted as the Grand Mufti. At the age of 15, he was issuing fatwa and issuing verdicts on Islam. This is barakat in time. During the holy month of Ramadan, routinely he completed one Quran by night and one by day. In essence, he completed 60 Quran. He passed away in his early 40s. He passed away. He didn't have a long life. This was barakat in time. In the throes of death, when he was about to take his last breath, one of his students entered to greet him and he said, "Kayfa asbahta ya imam?" Oh, Imam Shafi, what does it look like? He said, "Asbahtu min ad-dunya rahila." I'm on my way out of this world. "Wali ikhwani mufariqa." And hence I will have to separate from those around me. "Wali su'i a'mali mulaqiya." And I will have to put up with my evil actions. "Wa'ala Allahi warida." And I'm going to soon present before Allah. "La adri ruhi tasiru ila al-jannati fa'uhanni'uha aw ila al-nari fa'u'azziha." I don't know if my soul will make it to paradise, then I can congratulate it. Or my soul is destined to hell, then I'll have to console it. Completing 60 Qurans in Ramadan, memorizing the Muwatta of Imam Malik at the age of 10, and dying at the age of 44. Now this barakat in time that I'm speaking about, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the riwayat of Tirmidhi, Anas ibn Malik narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La taqumu sa'atu hatta yataqaraba az-zaman." Qiyamah will not come until barakat in time will become absent. Qiyamah will not come until barakat and blessings from time will be snatched away. How? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then elaborated, "Fatakunu as-sanatu kash-shahri wash-shahru kal-jum'ati wal-jum'atu kal-yawmi." So a year will literally lapse and pass like one single month. Now, look at the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We talk of, the predictions of Nostradamus. If we look at the prophecies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how apt, how precise, to the point. We literally are the living statistics of this prophecy. فَتَكُونُ السَّنَةُ كَالشَّهْرِ. A year will lapse like a month. A month will lapse like a week. A week like a day, and a day like an hour. The Shariheen Hadith have labored in detail exploring and understanding the wisdom of this hadith, and much commentary has been given. I share two with you. One is they say time will literally rapidly move. Like it comes in the hadith, "Alam tara anna al-layla wal-nahar yuqarribani kulla ba'id wa yabliyani kulla jadid wa ya'tiyani bi kulli maw'ud." Don't you reflect that the rapid turn of night and day is bringing every distant thing close, is making every new thing old. The other day I told my wife, I said, how long will we call ourselves young couples? We need to be serious with ourselves. One brother passed away. So I asked him, I said, so-and-so pastor asked another brother, how old was he? No, he was young like me, 62. Young like me, 62. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the average lifespan of my ummah is 50 and 60. After 60, you want borrowed time, you're running on bonus. Young like me, no, he was my age, 62. We talk of calling a spade as a spade. How long will I call myself a young couple? How long am I still prim and smart and proper? لنا خط ولل أيام خط وبينهما مخالفة الميداد فأكتبه سوادا في بياضي وتكتبه بياضا في سوادي. The poet says, "I have a time, I have a pen, and the time has a pen. The only difference is ink. I write with black ink on white paper, and the time writes with white hair on black hair. I have a pen, and the time has a pen. وبينهما مخالفة الميداد." The only difference is the ink. I'm writing with black ink on white paper. And the time is writing with white ink on black paper. So, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is coming close. وَيَبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is becoming old. That's the first explanation that time will move so rapid. Before you know, it's the new month of Ramadan. Before you know, it's the new academic year. Time will move so rapidly. The second commentary the scholars of hadith give is that time will move at its general pace, but the individuals of that time will be so gripped in their own sorrow, in their own misery, in their own anxiety, that because of that they will lose focus of time. So we know if a person is in clinic and you're in and out of clinic, your lunch is not on time, your working hours are not on time, you don't know if it's night or it's day, if it's Monday or it's Saturday, if it's September or it's August, you lose absolute focus. And this is the second commentary, that prior to Qiyamah, people will be drowning in their sorrow, gripped in their depression, confused in their anxiety, that they will lose focus of time. يَتَقَارَبَ الزَّمَانِ The Prophet ﷺ says, in this process, a year will just lapse like a month, and a month like a week. This is how it will go. And make no mistake, my brother, what is to come, this pattern and this rhythm will gain momentum. So if things are happening in haste now, and it's sudden, you met the brother yesterday and today you're burying him and you can't digest the sudden death, then let me tell you, prepare and brace yourself for something worse. وَلَا تَقُومَنَّ السَّاعَةُ وَلَا تَقُومَنَّ السَّاعَةُ وَقَدْ انْصَرَفَ الرَّجُلُ بِلَبَنِ لِقَحَتِهِ فَلَا يَطْعَمُهَا The Prophet ﷺ says, the man will go, you'll see him going in the meadow, he will be grazing his camel. You talk of sudden, you know, unexpected, caught me by shock. The Prophet ﷺ says, you'll see him going in the meadow, he'll be milking his camel, the milk will be in the vessel will be in his hand, and next best thing, it will be Qiyamah before he sips from it. وَلَتَقُومَنَّ السَّاعَةُ وَهُوَ يَلِيتُ حَوْضًا A person will build a pond, put up a new building, يَلِيتُ حَوْضًا He will be doing the final touches of his pond, the final refurbishing. Tomorrow is the launch, tomorrow is the opening, tomorrow we open in doors. He will be engrossing the final touches, and it will be Qiyamah. وَلَتَقُومَنَّ السَّاعَةُ وَقَدْ رَفَعَ أَكْلَتَهُ إِلَى فِيهِ The food will be prepared, the table will be laid out, people will sit down. Now we say it in theory, but when it happens, we can't digest it. Let's brace ourselves for what the Prophet ﷺ has said. They will sit down, the food will be in the morsel, the morsel will be in his hand. وَقَدْ رَفَعَ أَكْلَتَهُ إِلَى فِيهِ The Prophet ﷺ said he will raise the morsel to his mouth, but before he can consume that food, it will be Qiyamah. يَتَقَارَبَ الزَّمَانِ Study all the signs of Qiyamah. Everywhere he says, time will just pass rapidly. إِنَّ مِنْ أَسْرَاتِ السَّاعَةِ Amongst the signs of Qiyamah, أَن يُرْفَعَ الْعِلْمُ Knowledge will be lifted away. How? Allah will take the learned away. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْفَعُ الْعِلْمَ انْتِزَاعًا وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ We've seen recently how many learned people have left. And obviously that leaves a vacuum, a place that cannot be substituted. The Prophet ﷺ says it will come to a point of crisis, where because of the lack of leaders, people will be compelled to make ignorant people their leaders. The ignorant people will exploit the position and abuse it and mislead people. And another commentary given of the knowledge of deen lifted away, it refers to the respect for the knowledge of deen will disappear. Hasan Basri used to say, لَوْلَا الْعُلَمَا لَصَارَ النَّاسُ مِثْلَ الْبَهَائِ If it isn't for the ulama, then the general masses will become like animals. So يُرْفَعَ الْعِلْمُ Knowledge will be taken away. يُظْهَرُ الْجَهْلُ Ignorance will become the order of the day. Wherever you see widespread ignorance, يَفْشُ الزِّنَا Wherever you see, there will be immorality. Someone said it very beautifully in the Urdu language, بَيْپَرْدَگِ سَ كَيَا نَتِيجَ نِكْلَا جِسْكُ بَيْتَا سَمْجَا وَبَتِيجَ نِكْلَا Because of the absence of modesty, and because of this entire, you know, trend of immorality, it brought about such evils that the one I thought to be my son turned out to be my nephew. The one I thought to be my son turned out to be my nephew. That's the repercussion, the consequences. In fact, I don't have time, but part of the conference where I attended, there was one particular program that really caught my eye. They had a panel of a Muslim scholar, a Jewish rabbi, and a Christian priest. And all spoke of how pornography has killed the youth of our times. This was the common goal. It was not any religious thing. A joint platform shared by three religious leaders speaking on the harms of pornography in our world today. And obviously the key issue was the internet, how this has destroyed society. وَيَفْشُ الزِّنَا Zina will become common. وَيَذْهَبُ الرِّجَالِ وَتَبْقَ النِّسَى Men will die in big numbers and women will remain. حَتَّى يَكُونَ لِخَمْسِينَ إِمْرَأَ قَيِّمٌ وَاحِدٌ That there will be one male guardian Who will have to take accountability and responsibility for 50 females? There will be one male guardian. Now it's an undeniable fact. If you look at the birth and the death rate, the population of male and female, there is a gross difference between the two. Men die in larger numbers. If we look at the current war-torn zones, and we see the numbers in which the men are dying, then if you look at the statistics, just to give you some statistics, in Russia alone it is said, the female population outnumbers the men by 10 million. In the United Kingdom there are 4 million females more than that of males. In Germany there are 5 million females more than that of men. In the United States there are 7.8 million females more than men. And just off the topic, this also throws into perspective the need of polygamy. If we really look at it carefully, those who frown on this and have an issue with it, when these are the gross discrepancies in the population of male and female, and then not to speak about those that have become gay that don't want women. Look at that problem we got. I mean, one is there's this gross discrepancy, that there are so many females in ratio to that of men, and then 25 odd million, if not more, have become gay, so they have shunned women. Can you imagine where this world is heading for? The riwayat of Bukhari, Umm Salma narrates it, Istayqadha an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam layla. Nabi sallallahu alayhi got up by night. He said, Madha unzila al-layla min al-fitan. I can actually see trials descending. Ara al-fitan taqa'u khilala buyutikum ka waq'i al-matar. It is coming onto your roofs like how rain droplets fall on your heads. That is how the trials are coming. Man yuqidhu sawahib al-hujurat. Yuridu azwaja. Will someone be kind enough to politely awaken my spouses and my wives and tell them this is not the time to sleep, there's fitnas coming down from the heavens. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu said, generally sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after your death, tell us what good will happen. After that, what good will happen? I used to always be the negative one perceived to be. I used to say, tell me of the evil that will happen. Tell me of the fitna so that I can avoid it. And one day he stood before us, and from that day till the day of Qiyamah, he spelled out every trial that will happen. حَفِظَهُ مَنْ حَفِظَهُ وَنَسِيَهُ مَنْ نَسِيَهُ. Those of my companions who will recall, they will testify to what I say. And those that forgot, tough luck that they forgot. He said, awaken my wives and tell them to engage in salah. يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ, he said. Time will pass rapidly, there will be no barakah. تُظْهَرُ الْفِتَنْ, fitnas will become the order of the day. يُكْثَرُ الْهَرَجْ, everywhere you go, haraj will take place. قَالُوا وَمَا الْهَرَجْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Nabi of Allah, elaborate, what is haraj? He said, الْقَتْلُ. They will just be killing and massacre. Brothers, it's a sad reality that you and I have become immune to the scores of Muslims that are dying across the world and others. You know, one of the former US presidents said it, mankind must end war, otherwise war will end mankind. Mankind must end war, otherwise war will end mankind. The Prophet ﷺ said they will just be killing. The riwayat of Bukhari, لا يدري القاتل فيما قتل ولا المقتول فيما قتل. The murderer won't know why I'm murdering. The murdered won't know why I'm being murdered. However, my Sahaba, in this chaos, I must tell you, both will go to hell. Sahaba said, we identify with the crime of the murderer. We fail to understand the crime of the murdered. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيسًا عَلَىٰ قَتْلِ صَاحِبِ. It is fate that prevented him from killing. And his time was up that he died. But he was equally armed to kill and to defend. It's just that he died also and time was up for him. But both will have a common goal of killing without a mission. وَيُكْثَرُ الْهَرَجِ. So Ibn Mas'ud said, I couldn't hold myself. I said, وَمَتَى يَكُونُ أَيَّامُ الْهَرَجِ. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you be more specific? When will this massacre start in the world? When will this killing start in the world? He said, حَيْنَ لَا يَأْمَنُ الرَّجُلُ جَلِيسَهُ. When trustworthiness will become so absent that you won't able to trust your colleague, your companion, the man with whom you associate and you sit next to. You'll start doubting your shadow, my brother. حِينَ لَا يَعْمَنُ الرَّجُلُ جَلِيسَ. When things will become such hypocrisy, where you won't know who is yours from who is not yours, you won't able to trust. That is why someone asked him, مَتَ السَّاعَةِ, when is Qiyamah? He said, إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ, When trust is abused, then you know it is qiyamah. قَالَ وَكَيْفَ إِضَاعَتُهَا? O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do you want to elaborate? How can the trust be abused? He said, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَهْلِ. When undeserving people will be given honorable posts, then you must know it is qiyamah. Imagine, one is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, undeserving people will be given a post. That is qiyamah. And if it goes to a stage beyond where they desire the post, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَهْلِ. When undesiring, people that are not worth it, people that do not have that position, and they will desire that post, فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. And in one riwayat he said, it will become so absent, يُصْبِحُ النَّاسُ يَتَبَايَعُونَ. People will engage in business, in commerce, in trade. لَا يَكَادُ أَحَدٌ يُؤَدِّ الْأَمَانَةِ. You'll travel, you'll fly from Africa to China, from China to Europe. The Prophet ﷺ said, you will not find one person to be honest. You call, إِنَّ فِي بَنِي فُلَانَ رَجُلًا أَمِينًا. That people will, it will become such a scarcity, such a shortage, that there will be a big hype about the fact that in this country, in this capital, in this place here, there's a trustworthy person. The Prophet said, people will actually hype up the thing. People will come to meet him. You're going overseas, you're going to London, you must go to this country. There's an honest man, assalamu alaikum, nice to meet you. It will be actually said, إِنَّ فِي بَنِي فُلَانَ رَجُلًا أَمِينَ. People will travel the length and the breadth of the nations to find one honest man. And then the Prophet said, that's not all. يُقَالُ لِلْرَجُلْ مَا أَعْقَلَهُ وَمَا أَظْرَفَهُ وَمَا أَجْلَدَهُ وَمَا فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ. It would be said regarding a person, brilliant. Oh, that man, mind-boggling, inconceivable. He's so profound. He's the most articulate human. And rest assured, there won't be an iota of iman in his heart. Then Huzaifa said, وَلَقَدْ أَتَى عَلَيَّ زَمَانٌ مَا أُبَالِي أَيُّكُمْ بَايَعْتُ. I can recall the good era where I dealt with everyone. I didn't see what was the man's religious background or his credentials. إِنْ كَانَ مُسْلِمًا رَدَّهُ عَلَيَّ الْإِسْلَامِ. If he was a believer, his conscience wouldn't allow him to deceive me. إِنْ كَانَ نَصْرَانِيًا. If he was a disbeliever, the environment would have exposed him. وَالْآنْ مَا كُنْتُ أُبَايِ إِلَّا فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا. But now I've come into a period which my Nabi had prophesied, and I very selectively deal with people. My brothers, what I am saying is, the signs of Qiyamah are apparent. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, when the issue will be final, and the azab will descend, we will cause Mount Safa to split, and a massive creature to exit from the earth. That creature will then advance to the Kaaba. تَنْفُذُ عَنْ رَأْسِهَا التُّرَابِ. Dusting the sand off its body. And then this creature will advance towards people. In the quotation of Atta Khurasani mentioned in Ibn Kathir, the discussion and the dialogue of this animal will be, أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُقِنُونَ. This animal will speak to humans in an Arabic language in an audible way, telling them and appealing to them, what is it that you did not listen to Allah? In essence, that which you refuse to listen to on the tongues of Anbiya, today you will have to listen to on the tongue of an animal. But the Quran says, لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. It will be too late. What I'm saying is, the sign of Qiyamah is time will move rapidly. The Prophet ﷺ said, my ummah's lifespan is the shortest. So we have the shortest life. And our life has been further shortened by the absence of barakat. Understand what I'm saying? We have the shortest life in relation to the previous nations. And this also is the mercy of Allah. So that our sinning period is restricted. Because this is the sinning period. We have come last so that nobody reads our tale. You and I read the tale of Ad and Thamud, Saba and Lut. But Allah send us ummat last so no nation reads our tale. Allah gave us the shortest life. This has been further shortened by the absence of barakat. I ask you, my brother, can we afford to lose this time? Hasan Basri said, أَدْرَقْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَشَحَّ عَلَىٰ عُمْرِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ دِرْهَمِهِ. I met many sahaba. In one breath, if I have to describe them, they were a nation possessive over time and casual with their money. You could get money out of them, you never got time out of them. Today we the direct opposite. You can get a man, he'll sit with you for hours. But if you want him to spend, like one good friend of mine, he says, you know, I sell this very simple, humble man, he sells this Raffaello chocolate. He says, I offer to the man, he says, no, I'm diabetic. But when I give him free, he eats. I offer him, no, I'm diabetic, my brother. But when I give him free, he's eating. So really, today you'll get time. Tell a man, meet at a coffee shop, he'll sit with you hours. He said, Sahaba, you won't get a second out of them. Money, you'll get millions, you never got a second. My brother, our time is short. It's running away, it's ticking away. Can we afford? I ask you, can we afford to lose? That's one. And more and above over that year. Can we afford to destroy what we have built? Mata yablughu al-bunyana yawman tamamahu. Mata yablughu al-bunyana yawman tamamahu. إِذَا كُنْتَ تَبْنِيهِ وَغَيْرُكَ يَهْدِمُ. The poet says, when will a building reach its completion? When you build and others demolish what you built. B&B constructors, build and break. That is what we've become. I am not here to appeal to you to start a spiritual construction in the holy month of Ramadan. I have the absolute satisfaction with the grace of Allah. Every Muslim globally will embark on the spiritual journey of building. But what I am afraid of, my brother, of myself and you and the world, is that we demolish with our own hands what we build. So you went through a hot day, a tired day. Rest assured, as soon as you started moaning and groaning of the heat, you started demolishing what you're building from the morning. My message is, keep building, don't break. Keep building, don't break. There is a riwayat in Ma'riful Quran, in the fifth volume on page 444, on the strength of Abu Umama, one person will present before Allah. Allah will put his good deeds before him. He will have a look at him. Allah said everything in order. He will say, Allah, with respect, a lot of good actions I don't find recorded here. I fasted in the month of Ramadan, I don't find it here. Allah said, you correct, we omitted this because you used to backbite about the people. I ask you a simple question. Ya baghil khair aqbil. The Prophet said, O seeker of good, advance, gallop, trot, run. O seeker of evil, halt, pause, abandon, stop, put an end to it. If in Ramadan, things that are lawful have become unlawful, food, drink, and having relation with one's partner, if the lawful things have become unlawful, can you imagine the prohibition of those things that are permanently unlawful? Those things that are unlawful at every time, every venue, every location. I'm afraid once you've abused your sight, you have started demolishing what you build in. My humble message is not to build. I'm building with the grace of Allah. You build in. Stop breaking what you build in. That is my message. What did Allama Alusi Baghdadi write in Ruhul Ma'ani under the commentary of this ayah? قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبَصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. Tell the believer to drop his gaze. Allah is aware of his actions. He writes four things. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِإِجَالَةِ النَّظْرِ. Allah is aware of you rotating your gaze. You've started your destruction with that one gaze. Number two, وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِإِسْتِعْمَالِ سَائِرِ الْحَوَاسِ. Allah is aware that you are using all your senses to disobey Him. You are deriving pleasure from the fragrance of a strange woman. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِتَحْرِيكِ الْجَوَارِحِ. Allah is aware that your limbs are moving in His disobedience. Your thoughts are fantasizing. Your hands are advancing. Your legs are moving. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَقْصُدُونَ بِذَلِكِ. And Allah is aware that ultimately you intend to make zina. So once you've started abusing your sight, this is what you have done. I leave you with one quotation. ثَلَاثَةٌ يَزْرَعُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ الْمَقْتَ وَيُوجِبُونَ السَّخْتَ وَيَهْدِمُونَ مَا يَبْنُونَ. There are three actions as a result of which you plant your own dislike in the hearts of people. You constantly attract the wrath of Allah and you perpetually demolish what you build. Listen to these words. ثَلَاثَةٌ, there are three actions. يُوجِبُ السَّخْتَ. You create dislike in the hearts of people for yourself. يَزْرَعُونَ الْمَقْتَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. يُجِبُونَ السَّخْتَ. You attract the wrath of Allah. And number three, يَهْدِمُونَ مَا يَبْنُونَ. You demolish what you build. And what is that? Number one, الْمُشْتَغِلْ بِعُيُوبِ النَّاسِ. The person who's passionate to search for the faults of others, is constantly demolishing what he is building. So his drum is never filling up with spirituality. I know one of my scholars, whenever he addresses the congregation in the institution, he always tells that, I don't appeal to you to study. I don't appeal to you to increase in ibadat. I envy what you do. You start with four, you start with Quran, you start with tahajjud, you start with salah. There's nothing I can tell you to increase in ibadat. What I can tell you is put an end and block all these outlets so that that spirituality can be contained. I know, my brother, you will embark. Your qiyamul layl is a construction. Your suhoor is a construction. Your zakat is a construction. But then your anger is a destruction. Your abuse of your sight is a demolishing. Your abuse of your tongue is destruction. So my appeal is build, build. Like I always say, there is this fire of sin that's crossing the world. We welcome anyone with whatever quantity of water to extinguish this fire. But we don't welcome a man with a match. We really don't need another flame. We need water. We need to put another brick on top. We don't need to remove the bricks that have been laid out. The first is al-mushtaghil bi'uyub in-nas, the one who searches for the faults of others. The second person, al-mu'jibu bi-nafsi, who has an inflated ego, who has an opinion about himself, that I am something and I deserve it and I'm entitled. And the third is al-mura'i bi'amali, the one who trumpets himself and boasts about his performances. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability. We welcome this great and blessed month. We are amongst those people whose forgiveness can be concluded before the end of the month of Ramadan. And may Allah save us from destroying our good actions. Give us the ability to build and to continue to build. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And continue building until death overpowers you. Allah grant us the understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.